Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, no matter what we have been told, this is the day that He has given us. And we will do our best, our very best, to praise and to glorify Him. Yes. Yeah. We will do our very best to praise, to glorify Him, because He has done such marvelous things, so much more than we could ever imagine, even think of. He has done great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I say, welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we serve a living God. He's alive and well. He's in our hearts. He's in our soul. He's in our mind. He is in us. I'm talking to the believers in Christ. Yes. If you are a believer in Christ, I'm talking to you. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He lives in us because we are a part of Him. Yes. Yes. Greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Yeah, the greater one. He lives in us. Hallelujah. He lives in us. Yes. Yes, because we have taken the time. We have made the decision. We have made the choice that we will serve a living God. That we are trying to get somewhere. Glory to God. It's called heaven. It's called heaven, I said. That's where we're trying to go. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to get there? Where the streets are paved with gold. Hallelujah. Paved with gold. Can you imagine that? And the tree, the trees, oh, glory to God. By the rivers, the flowing waters, the living waters. Think about that. Just close your eyes. Think about it. Yeah. Every day. Every day. It's a good day. Every day. Yes, 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 yes. Every day. We'll serve Him. We'll praise Him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the opportunity that You give us, God, that we can come and study and learn more about You. We ask that You bless Your people, God. Bless them, God. Whatever they stand in need of, Master, we ask, oh God, that You bless our listeners, God. Bless those who are dutifully engaged with us, Master. We ask You, God, those who are in spiritual contact with us, God. Yes, yes, spiritual, I said. Spiritual contact, Master. We ask, oh God, that You continually look upon them. Crown them, oh God. Crown them in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Grant them peace, God, that only You can give. Oh God, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to breathe over them, God. Touch in a mighty way, God. Give them a spirit of happiness, a spirit of peace, God, a spirit of contentment. We ask right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank You, God. We thank You for the opportunity that You've given us, that we can come and share in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. And we thank God because it's all about Him. It has never been about us. It's all about Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that we have been just quickly going through. How bad do you want it? And, you know, when I think about that, because just like you hear me say it to you, it comes to me first. And I be thinking, how bad do I want to get to heaven? How bad do I want that? Huh? Huh? Think about that. It's quite amazing. It's amazing to me how we are, we all plan a lot of things. We plan to go to college. We plan to finish school. We plan to finish medical school. Some of us just plan to go to law school. Just we plan. We want to be an attorney. We plan this. Yeah. We plan. And we put things in place. Mm-hmm. Even at the age of 9, some of us females have planned our weddings. 9 years old, you're thinking about the color of your wedding, how you want to be the prince's bride, huh? Yeah, so you plan this. This is something that you grow up thinking about, and you're planning it. Sounds like anybody? Yeah, we plan. We plan because we want to achieve. We have a goal set, and we want to achieve that goal. Yeah, so how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to achieve that goal? Huh? How bad? How bad? We go for so far as we train our kids on how to do better, how to do our very best, how to get more, and how to get a little bit more. We train that. We train them to do that. We always train them to get good grades. And it's only natural, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. It's just how bad do you want to get to heaven? That's where we at today. How bad do you want to get to heaven? How bad do you want to get to heaven? Ask yourself that. How bad do you want to go? Are you preparing? Have you made the plan? Have you laid out your map? Yeah, so let's go quickly to the book of Philippians. And we're going to do chapter 1, verse 27. And I'm going to just read this from the Amplified Bible here. And it says, only be sure as citizens so to conduct yourselves. Only be sure as citizens so to conduct yourselves that your manner of life will be worthy of the good news, the gospel of Christ, so that whether I do come and see you or am absent, I may hear this of you, that you are standing firm. Listen to that, standing firm. In united spirit and purpose, striving side by side and contending in a single mind for the faith of the glad tidings, the tidings of the gospel. Praise God. Praise God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Now, he's talking to us. He's talking to us. Yeah, he's talking to us in this book right here. He's talking to us. We have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. We have the opportunity. Yes, we do. That we can live. That we can live a life that is pleasing to God. We can live a life that is pleasing to God. Glory to God. Conduct yourself in a very important manner, even at church, even at home, even on your job, in your community, how you conduct yourself, your conduct. It does matter. Who's watching? Not just your kids or your siblings, your spouse, maybe some employees. They could be watching too, or your employer. Yeah. But this verse is explaining that God should not have to peep over your shoulder every minute, every second of the day, because you should be standing firm. Let me say this. Let me back it up. We should be standing firm. Yeah, we should be. I don't want to exclude me, because I should do the same thing that I'm telling you. Yeah, glory to God. So we should be standing firm in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? Because what? Because that's how bad. That's how bad We want it. Woo, glory to God. Yeah, that's how bad. He shouldn't have to pull over and try to see what we're doing. I wonder, I'll have to show up because we're out of order. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Our faith, our trust. Where is your faith? Where is your belief? Do you believe? Who is the one who overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Can we live a life as an overcomer? Yes. We can eat, we can sleep, we can think, we can breathe as overcomers every day. We have the ability to do so. Yeah, we have the ability that we can do this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 22 says, "Abstain from every form of evil." Abstain, meaning back up, back away from that. Huh? You no longer desire that. You don't have that appetite any longer. You don't have an appetite to do any evil deeds. You don't have an appetite to steal, to gossip, to lie, to quarrel. The appetite is gone. The desire is no more lingering. Yeah, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want to see the kingdom? How bad do you want to sit down at the table? How bad do you want to sit at his feet? Huh? How bad? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3 tells us, God blesses those who realize their need for him. Case closed, right there. We could stay here all day, right here. God bless those who realize their need for him. Listen to what that says. See, when you come to a place where you realize that you need God, hallelujah. It ain't about you. It was never about you. It's not about that car. It's not about that job. It's not about that house. Listen to me. It's all about him. And he is who we need every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Glory to God. We need him. Oh, yeah. All of those who think they're doing everything on their own, that they have arrived, that they have achieved, that they have planned to go to college, they have planned to go to law school, and they have achieved that. No. It was never you. It was never you. It was the grace of God. Only through the grace that allowed you to achieve these things. Only through the grace. And then when he allows you to achieve these things, there's something that you have to give back to him. Hallelujah. See, you got to know whose you are and who brought you to this place and that there is a reason why you're at this place. Glory to God. Yeah. But it says that he will bless those who realize their need for him. I want to go quickly because my time. It says, once the light comes on in your heart, you can realize that you need a Savior. Did you hear what I said? See, many times we're sitting in darkness and we can't see. We can't see. So we're so caught up and wrapped up in ourselves. So we think it's all about us and our accomplishments and our achievements. But when the light come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we could see, huh? Glory to God. Yeah, when our eyes can actually open up. God blesses those that moan, for they will be comforted. Now, what is this saying here to me? How bad do I want this? Well, we know how we act when we don't act. When we don't ask. When we don't ask for help, we know how we act. Huh? We just acknowledge that we did it ourselves. And none of us have the power, none of us have the ability to do anything on our own. Yeah, listen at that. So here we see when we moan, and this verse is letting us know that we will moan. that we are not excluded from being in a place of mourning. We're not. But it says here that we will be blessed. Wow, we're actually in that season. God is going to bless us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. While we're experiencing debt, even in our families, in our friends, in our community, God is going to be with us. Going to leave us? Verse 5 says, God blesses those who are gentle and lowly. Oh, gentle and lowly. He said, for the whole earth will belong to them. Now listen to that. The whole earth will belong to those who are gentle and lowly. Gentle, soft-spoken. Gentle, soft-mannered. Lowly at heart. Peaceful. Yeah. You will own the earth. People will gravitate to you. I know you've seen people gravitate. So, like, you may see one person come here, and before you know it, all these people came, and this one person came first, and it seemed like, where did they all come from? It's the gravitation. This is what the right here is telling you. It's telling you, for the whole earth will belong to you. Without even trying, without even knowing what's going on, the Spirit of God will move and it will gravitate people to you. Ever seen a person that draws a crowd? You've heard that. You say, wow, they can draw a crowd. You ever wondered why? Well, the earth belongs to them. Spiritual process in your walk. In your walk, I said, in your walk with God. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want this? Verse 6 says, God blesses those who are hunger. You got to be hungry. And thirsty for justice, righteousness. Today we see justice in some situations, and then in others, we see many running away from justice and the truth. We see that. We see men turn their back on what is right and take heed to what is just the opposite of right, which is wrong, which is evil. We see that today. Verse 7 tells us, God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Oh, glory to God. Giving a person a glass of water, a plate of food, a kind word. Yeah, a kind word. Did you hear what I said? A kind word. Mercy. A lot of us require mercy all around us. We see mercy, but do we exercise it? Do we give mercy? Do we show it? Galatians 6 and 7 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever he reap, he will sow. And whatever he sow, he going to reap it. Listen to that. You're going to reap what you sow. You didn't hear that. You're going to reap it. If you sow good, you reap good. If you sow a bad seed, you're going to. It looked like the enemy is getting away right now. It may look like wrong is rising to the top. That's how it looks. But I'm here to tell you. Whew, glory to God. Keep trusting God. Verse 8 says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Hold to that. Hold to that verse. Hold to it. Your heart is pure. Nothing is polluting you. Listen to this. It is very important to guard your heart. The enemy wants your heart. We must keep our hearts pure. Away from anger, away from wrath, away from rage, away from lies and deceit, evil. We must shield our hearts. Glory to God. We must. We must shield them from the polluted things of the world. Yeah. Because Satan comes. He comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants your heart. So he can pull that string. He could pull it whenever he wants, whatever he desires to pull it. Whenever he desires for you to be angry, he could pull it. Whatever he desires for you to be in a rage, he can pull it. But God is talking to us today. And he's letting us know that we must guard our hearts. We must. 9 says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Hallelujah. How bad do you want this, huh? How bad do you want this? I know I want it. I want it bad. It should be our desire to be called a child of God. Yeah, that should be our plan. That should be in our resume. I want to be called a child of God. Mm-hmm. People should know we are what? We're different. We're not the same. We're different. We're not the same. Ken says, God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God. Yeah, persecution. That they live for the kingdom of heaven and it's theirs. So how grateful you should be that God will welcome you and me into the kingdom. How grateful should we be? 11 tells us God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about. Listen to that. Because you are his followers. You are the followers of Jesus. You are the followers of Christ. Because guess what? He was mocked. It happened to him. So when it comes to you, listen to what it says here. Christians that were ostracized, they were beaten, and they were left for dead in the name of Jesus. Remember those ones that were in the Old Testament when Saul was running after the Christians, persecuting them. They were actually taking Christians and using them for a game, like it was a sport activity where the animal would come out and buck, the bull would buck the persons or run after them and just torment, persecute. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, today we're persecuted. We're persecuted economically. We're persecuted spiritually. We are persecuted physically. Oh, yeah. We may be cast down. We may be, but we are not destroyed. Did you hear what I said? Look at 12. It says, be happy. Be happy about it. Be very happy. Be glad. Great reward awaits you in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going through that for nothing. You're not witnessing any of that. Any of these things for nothing. There's a greater reward. There's a greater reward that is waiting. Hallelujah. So it says for us to be happy, to be very glad. For great rewards await us, and it awaits us in heaven. So remember the ancients. The prophets, they were persecuted. They were persecuted, and they were killed. Many, many had their heads beheaded. Yeah, think about that. Their heads were actually beheaded. Some of them were dipped in hot oil, hot boiling oil. Think about persecution. Oh, we don't see this type of persecution today, but we are persecuted. We may be persecuted in a different way, and we see it today with our young people, with our men. We see that what goes on in our towns, in our communities, with our girls, with our women. We see the persecution that we are subjected to. We see it. But again, be happy. Even in spite of, even in that, that's what it's saying for us. How bad do we want it? We're going to be happy. You remember when the church, the in South Carolina church, I can't think of the name of the church right offhand, but all the church members were in Bible study, and they were persecuted. They were all destroyed, all, just one by one. And the family members came back, and they spoke. And the very thing, the very moment they spoke and they opened up, they said, they forgive. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And you begin to wonder, oh, how could you say that? Maybe you need to see a psychiatrist. Maybe you need to see a doctor. Maybe something is wrong with you. But then you sit and you, when you really know God, when you really know Him, when you really know where they are this day, where they are this moment, sitting in high places, huh? Where they are, that you can get to a place of forgiveness. Yeah, yeah. And when you know who He is and know that He is your Savior, and that the scripture tells us what? That absent from the body, but we what? Present with the Lord. And so that is spontaneous that we experience that. That is not with a delay. Glory to God. This is the God that we serve. Can we be happy? Can we throw our hands up? Can we say hallelujah? All of that in spite of. In spite of the persecution that we see today with our children. In spite of the lack of job. In spite of the health and wellness that is lacking in the communities. In spite of the jobs that are not paying what they should be paying in the community. Persecution? Huh? We are not destroyed. We may be cast down, huh? But we're not destroyed. Why? Because we have a risen Savior. And in this scripture we just read, it says that we ought to be happy. Verse 12, it says, be happy, be very glad, for great reward awaits you in heaven. So many things going on today makes you wonder. It makes you look around. It makes you examine you. Huh? It makes you desire to get a closer walk. It makes you desire to want to know Him more. Yes. And God is ever present with us. He desires for us to come with Him. That's His desire. How bad do you want to get there? How bad do you want to see the kingdom of heaven? How bad do you want to be able to just praise God every day? Every day where peace and joy and happiness will abide. How bad do you want this? Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, God, because we know your word is true. And we hold your word close to our hearts. And we ask you, God, to teach us how to use your word. Teach us how to walk, oh God, every day in Jesus' name. We thank God for you. We thank God for our listeners. And we bless the ladies. We bless Pastor George and our sister on Monday evening, Minister Gigi. That's her name. We just thank God for you. We thank God for how God has put the desire in your heart to minister to His people. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next Monday and on Sunday. And, of course, back here with us on Friday. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.